This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The latest developments in Ukraine today include a deadly missile strike in the east and a mass grave in the north. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
A missile strike on a train station in Ukraine's east, crowded with people trying to flee the fighting, killed at least 50 today. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby.
It is, again, of a piece of the Russian brutality in the prosecution of this war and their carelessness for trying to avoid civilian harm.
In the northern suburb of Bucha, dozens of bodies are being removed from a mass grave near a church. Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Benediktova says it's worrisome, contemplating what may yet be found in the country's south and east.
We don't know what will be the next. Mariupol, our pain too. You see what they are doing in Mariupol. That's why it's not only war crimes, it's crimes against humanity.
I'm Ben Thomas.
The European Union blacklisted Russian President Vladimir Putin's two adult daughters and more than 200 other people as part of its latest sanctions package over Moscow's war in Ukraine. This according to an official list published late on Friday. Those on the list, which additionally included 18 companies, face asset seizures and travel bans in the 27-nation European Union. The United States and Britain had already sanctioned Putin's two daughters, Maria Vorontsova and Katerina Tikhanova, born in 1985. In 1986, respectively, the European Union has already imposed an asset freeze on Putin himself over the invasion of Ukraine as it tries to ratchet up pressure on the Russian president and his inner circle. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A U.S. federal jury on Friday acquitted two men of conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2020. And was deadlocked on the same charges for two other men. The men were charged in a plot prosecutors say had been inspired by their fierce opposition to pandemic-related restrictions that her office imposed. In a federal court in Grand Rapids, Michigan, the 12-member panel found Brandon Caserta and Daniel Harris not guilty of kidnapping conspiracy charges. The jury was not able to agree on a verdict for Adam Fox and Barry Croft, Jr. Prosecution said the men belonged to independent militia groups and accused them of planning to break into Whitmer's vacation home, kidnap her, and put her on self-styled trial for treason. The case is one of the most high-profile prosecutions of alleged members of right-wing organizations that have sprung up in the years since former President Donald Trump's election in 2016. It also highlights the extent to which the pandemic and government efforts to control it have become a wedge issue in U.S. politics. A Louisiana state police official is placed on leave amid a probe over the 2019 arrest and death of Ronald Green. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Superintendent Colonel Lamar Davis, the head of the Louisiana State Police, put his second-in-command, Lieutenant Colonel Doug Kane, on paid administrative leave Friday. Kane faces an internal probe into the erasing of his cell phone data amid the investigation of the deadly 2019 arrest of black motorist Ronald Green. Kane is one of three top state police officials who had their cell phones sanitized as the death of Green was further investigated. Troopers initially blamed the death of Green on a car crash at the end of a high-speed chase, but long-withheld body camera video published by the Associated Press last year showed white troopers stunning, punching, and dragging Green as he wailed. Kane told a state legislative hearing last month he has nothing to hide and didn't do anything wrong. I'm Mike Gracia.
A former Goldman Sachs banker has been convicted of bribery and other corruption charges, accusing him of participating and a $4.5 billion scheme to loot the Malaysian state investment fund, 1MDB. A jury found Roger Ng guilty on all counts Friday at a U.S. trial, where jurors had heard testimony about tens of millions of dollars in bribes and kickbacks. The embezzlement bankrolled lavish spending on jewels, art, a superyacht, and luxury real estate. Ng's lawyers claimed he was being made the fall guy for a higher-ranking Goldman banker. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.